Hello and welcome to episode 833 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this afternoon. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Friday, March 15th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with St. Alphonsus Liguori's Friday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain love towards her and Jesus Christ. O Mary, I already know that thou art the most noble, the most sublime, the most pure, the most beautiful, the most benign, the most holy, in a word, the most amiable of all creatures. O that all knew thee, my Lady, and loved thee as thou dost merit. But I am consoled when I remember that in heaven and on earth there are so many happy souls who live enamored of thy goodness and beauty. Above all, I rejoice that God himself loves thee alone more than he loves all men and angels together. My most amiable queen, I, a miserable sinner, love thee also. But I love thee too little. I desire a greater and more tender love towards thee, and this thou must obtain for me, since to love thee is a great mark of predestination, and a grace which God only grants to those whom he will save. I see also, my mother, that I am indeed under great obligations to thy son. I see that he merits infinite love. Thou who desirest nothing else but to see him loved, hast to obtain me this grace above all others. Obtain me great love for Jesus Christ. Thou obtainest all that thou willest from God. Ah, then be graciously pleased to obtain me the grace to be so united to the divine will that I may never more be separated from it. I do not ask of thee earthly goods, honors, or riches. I ask thee for that which thy heart desires most for me. I wish to love my God. Is it possible that thou refusest to second this my desire which is so pleasing to thee? Ah, no. Thou already helpest me, already thou prayest for me. Pray, pray, and cease not to pray until thou seest me safe in heaven. Beyond the possibility of evermore losing my Lord and certain to love him forever, together with thee, my dearest mother. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. God of goodness and Father of mercies, we beseech thee through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and by the intercession of the patriarchs and holy apostles to look with compassion upon the remnant of Israel, so that they may come to a knowledge of our only Savior, Jesus Christ, and share in the precious graces of redemption. Amen. Well, friends, I was looking at the calendar. It's, I have a copy of Dr. Taylor Marshall's calendar, which has the 1962 traditional calendar and also the truly, truly extra special traditional calendar, the I think it's a pre-1945 calendar. And for March 15th, it celebrates the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So before I got on air here to do the podcast and in preparation, I wanted to make sure I said something about the precious blood. Forgetting, I'd looked at it, glanced at it yesterday. Today's reading on Meditations for Lent, Fourth Friday. What do you think the title is? The Precious Blood. So we're going to be talking about the Precious Blood today. The Holy Ghost always has a plan, and the Blessed Mother is always in perfect cooperation with her spouse, the Holy Ghost. Once again, this is from fisheaters.com, a great traditional Catholic website. Meditations for Lent by St. Thomas Aquinas. This edition published by Sheed and Ward in 1937. Number one. Through the blood of Christ, the New Testament was confirmed. This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. 1 Corinthians 11:25. Testament has a double meaning. One, it may mean any kind of agreement or pact. Now, God has twice made an agreement with mankind. In one pact, God promised man temporal prosperity and deliverance from temporal losses. And this pact is called the Old Testament. In another pact, God promised man spiritual blessings and deliverance from spiritual losses. And this is called the New Testament. I will make a new covenant, saith the Lord, with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. But this shall be the covenant. I will give my law in their bosoms, and I will write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 33. And if I can jump in here for a moment, some of the Jews, when our Lord came, they were still too focused on worldly things and looking for a worldly Messiah. But our Lord Jesus Christ fulfills the Old Testament prophecies perfectly. I'm not sure the exact number. It's something like 300 or more Old Testament prophecies that our Lord fulfills perfectly. And some of the Jews at the time, Hebrews at the time, were looking for a strictly worldly Messiah who was going to crush the Roman Empire, and they were going to take up arms and defeat them. Well, the Roman Empire was defeated by conversion. They say the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The apostles, all of them, except for St. John, who died in exile on Patmos, and that was the end of divine revelation. But for the rest of them, they were willing to shed their blood. They were willing to be tortured and killed for faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then many, many martyrs following them until that blood that they shed, and most importantly, the most precious blood, commemorating on this day the feast of the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is what converted the Roman Empire. The example in both word and deed of our Lord and those early Christians. We have to be very careful not to seek out worldly gain and ignore the things of the spiritual life. And we still do that when we pursue the seven deadly sins. We have to stay close to our Lord. Instead of, I should say, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, we pursue the seven deadly sins. We have to stay close to our Lord through his Sacred Heart, the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Mother, the most chaste heart of Saint Joseph, the three hearts beating as one, and not look for worldly things. Look for spiritual things. Live a virtuous life, not a vicious one. Do good and avoid evil. Once again, to reiterate, I've mentioned this before, it's been coming up here and there for me lately. The Holy Ghost is always nudging us in a direction towards himself, towards goodness, hopefully ultimately towards heaven, but just been getting this sense in prayer and hearing other people say it, that life is not easy, but it is simple. Life is not easy, but it is simple. We complicate it by our sins. Speaking to myself personally, I complicate it by my sins. When we should be pursuing, I should be pursuing God's glory above all else. St. Thomas continues saying, among the ancients, it was customary to pour out the blood of some victim in confirmation of a pact. This Moses did when, taking the blood, he sprinkled it upon the people, and he said, this is the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you. Exodus 24:8. As the Old Testament or pact was thus confirmed in the figurative blood of oxen, so the New Testament or pact was confirmed in the blood of Christ, shed during his passion. 2. Testament has another, more restricted meaning when it signifies the arrangement of an inheritance among the different heirs, i.e. a will. Testaments in this sense are only confirmed by the death of the testator. As St. Paul says, for a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is as yet of no strength, whilst the testator liveth. Hebrews 9:17. God in the beginning made an arrangement of the internal inheritance we were to receive, but under the figure of temporal goods. This is the Old Testament. But afterwards he made the New Testament, explicitly promising the eternal inheritance, which indeed was confirmed by the blood of the death of Christ. And therefore, our Lord, speaking of this, says, "This chalice is the New Testament in my blood," 1 Corinthians 11:25, as though to say, by that which is contained in this chalice, the New Testament confirmed in the blood of Christ is commemorated. Number two, there are other things which make the blood of Christ precious. It is, one, a cleansing of our sins and uncleanness. Jesus Christ hath loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, Apocalypse 1:5. Two, our redemption. Thou hast redeemed us in thy blood, verse 9. Three, the peacemaker between us and God and his angels, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things that are on earth and the things that are in the heavens, Colossians 1:20. Four, a draught of life to all who receive it. That's draught spelled D-R-A-U-G-H-T, not a drought, a draught. Drink ye all of this, Matthew 26:27, that they might drink the purest blood of the grape, Deuteronomy 32:14. Five, the opening of the gate of heaven. Having therefore, brethren, a confidence in the entering into the holies by the blood of Christ, Hebrews 10:19. That is to say, a continuous prayer for us to God, for his blood daily cries for us to the Father, as again we are told, "You are come to the sprinkling of blood, which speaketh better than that of Abel." The blood of Abel called for punishment. The blood of Christ calls for pardon. Six, deliverance of the saints from hell. Thou also, by the blood of thy testament, hast sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water. Zechariah 9:11. This is incomparably beautiful, of course, St. Thomas Aquinas, the angelic doctor. But listing these other things here, which make the blood of Christ precious, the cleansing of our sins and uncleanness, our redemption, the peacemaker between us and God and his angels, a draught of life to all who receive it, the opening of the gate of heaven, deliverance of the saints from hell. As I was going through this, this really hit me in the section about the opening of the gate of heaven. That is to say, a continuous prayer for us to God, for his blood daily cries for us to the Father, as again we are told, "You are come to the sprinkling of blood, which speaketh better than that of Abel." The blood of Abel called for punishment. The blood of Christ calls for pardon. So every single day and at every sacrifice of the Holy Mass, our Lord's blood daily cries for us to our Heavenly Father. That's so beautiful and so wonderful. And it's true. The old adage, probably attributed to several people, I've heard Dr. Hahn say it, I think some have attributed it to G.K. Chesterton as well, Catholicism is almost too good to be true, except it's all true. It's just amazing what our Lord does for us, what he did for us, what he is doing for us, what he will do for us. The love of our Lord Jesus Christ for us is beyond imagining. So a fitting reflection from St. Thomas Aquinas today on the most precious blood, on the feast of the most precious blood from the 1945 calendar. I would like to conclude, friends, by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's H-A-L-O. -SOMA.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. RPM is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now we know that she's a comprehensive genius. She composes music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. We would have known none of that without God's grace, first and foremost, her hard work and the hard work of her family, breaking through to open communication via RPM. Communication is a human right. This has been as massive a breakthrough for non-speakers as sign language was for the deaf, or you can point to Braille, let's say, for the blind in terms of their being able to read. You can't use a tool, though, unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please spread the message far and wide. We want to get as many people as possible to break through to open communication, because you can imagine how sad and frustrated you would be if you were unable to communicate with your friends and your family. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.